I'm Shanna Hutchison, dietitian, blogger, and mama, born and raised in the heart of the Midwest. I believe that wellness goes way beyond what we eat and that our body size does not determine our worth. I am passionate about showing other women how to live a life they truly love, one that feels purposeful, that helps them feel their best physically, mentally, and emotionally, and that being a mom can be one of the best things you ever do without it becoming your entire identity. This is a place you can come to hear vulnerable and interesting conversations about health and wellness, motherhood, entrepreneurship, and more. If you want to find freedom with food, learn how to improve your overall well-being, and stop waiting for a number on the scale to start living your best life and go after your goals, then you're in the right place. I'm so excited to learn and grow together. This is the Wellness for the Win podcast. Oh, check, check, check. God, there we freaking go. My God. Okay. Hello, you guys. Technical difficulties because I haven't been on my mic in a very long time and just discovered that it was off. I think that maybe Rhett was responsible for that. He was playing with my mic not too long ago. So, wow, it feels crazy to be sitting down on my mic. I have like one moment of peace here. Rhett is at daycare. It's a Monday. We just had our first pediatrician appointment with Levi. He is currently asleep in the baby carrier on my chest, which is, it's so crazy. Like looking back on Rhett's birth story, I wrote my birth story blog post about Rhett when I was like 1 week postpartum with him, wearing him in a baby carrier, and it was so peaceful. And, you know, here we are tomorrow, Levi will be 5 weeks old. And yeah, it's just crazy. The past month plus has been an absolute whirlwind. And it just, again, it feels weird to be even like talking on the mic. Obviously I've been sharing our journey through Instagram and lots of stories and posts and everything just like written out, but just like talking about things out loud is very different. And honestly, I'm coming on here today just not even with zero preparation. I just was like, okay, I freshly pumped. He doesn't need to eat for like an hour or so. Ethan is gone running some errands. Rhett is at daycare. So everyone is like taken care of for a brief moment. And I'm like, it sounds kind of nice to just like sit down and record. And like, I obviously, Levi has been 100%, you know, our number one priority for these past 5 weeks. And but with that said, I've been missing doing my podcast and, you know, doing the things that I love and I'm passionate about, and, you know, my blog and all of that, you know, just Wellness for the Win as a whole is a huge part of my life and like my identity, I feel like. And so, you know, being a mom and being there for my babies and myself and for Ethan and everything this past 5 weeks has been the most important thing. But it's also like, you know, getting back to a little bit of a balance where I'm also focusing on other things that are a huge part of my life and that bring me joy. And I'm like going to start crying. Okay. I didn't expect to start crying already, but okay. So, oh my gosh. Like I said, today I'm not planning to go into like detail on really anything as far as like, oh my gosh, sorry. I'm not going to share like birth story stuff yet. Or really like talk a lot about the NICU or anything. Oh gosh. Yeah. I was talking to someone yesterday about how like, so like I said, today is Monday that I'm recording and we brought Levi home on Thursday. So it's been, gosh, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So I guess 4 days ish, three and a half, since he's been home. And, you know, with how everything happened and like immediately going to the NICU and stuff and the way that I delivered and like recovered and everything, I, you know, postpartum obviously was like completely different than last time. Like I said, 1 week at 1 week postpartum with Rhett, I was peacefully recording or writing a blog post about his peaceful and smooth, happy, healthy delivery and stuff. So just such a huge contrast from last time, and has been a lot to process. And so I feel like now that Levi's home, I'm finally like kind of experiencing those early postpartum hormones a little bit. Like, obviously, I've been hormonal the past 5 weeks as well, but I've been, you know, it's just been very different. Like, my energy has been focused on the NICU stuff and getting him healthy and everything. So now that we're home, it's just really different. And it's also been hard, like, navigating Rhett, honestly. Like, he's in such a, I mean, he's 2.5. He's very much a toddler and throwing tantrums and being, honestly, pretty challenging at times. Like, he's so fun right now, but he's also really challenging. And he's also adjusting to a new baby brother coming home. And, like, he's gone through, I have to remind myself, like, he's gone through so much too the past 5 weeks, because not only did, you know, Levi come into the world, but also mom and dad were gone for so long. And, you know, visiting him in the hospital was weird and different for him. And now he's home. So on top of just being a 2.5-year-old, he's now adjusting to him being home. So it's like a huge adjustment times two for all of us, honestly. So that's been a challenge. And on top of that, exclusively pumping is, holy shit, like, a full-time job times three. Like, you're pumping every 3 hours or so, and you're washing bottles and shit every so often. And like, you know, so many people have sent me tips and everything to make it a little bit more manageable. And I'm doing those things, but it's still inevitably, like, so much. Like, there's still, regardless, going to be 1,000 bottles and parts and things everywhere and things that need to get washed, regardless of if you're doing, like, the fridge hack for your parts and all the things. Like, it's just, it's nonstop. And when you're exclusively pumping, you know, you're doing that so often, and then you have to feed the baby every so often, and those things can't really align. Because, I mean, some people will say you can feed your baby while you're pumping, but I'm currently still using, like, the Medela, and I just don't find that to be, like, feasible, like, position wise and all the things. So it's like you're pumping and then you're feeding and you're washing and there's shit everywhere, and then, like, before you know it, it's time to do it all over again. So that's been a lot. And honestly too, like, for our mental health at home, Ethan especially, like, we like a clean space and, like, an organized space. And there's just currently, like, again, we've been home for 4 days, so there's just, like, piles of shit everywhere, like, things that have been sent in the mail, which obviously is so amazing and nice. And we've been so, so fortunate and blessed and thankful for all of the support we've been getting from everyone, and, you know, gifts and just, like, all the things people have contributed to make our lives easier during this crazy time. But at the same time, there's, like, things everywhere. And it just feels like, you know, eventually we will have a clean space again, or cleaner. And this is a temporary season, but that has just been an adjustment as well. And it's just very fresh. And, you know, we need to give ourselves a little bit more time. It's been 4 days since he's been home. But yeah, so just, like, navigating so many things all at once. And like I said, you know, having, like, guilt from feeling, like, really, like, lacking patience with Rhett right now has been hard. And obviously there's, like, the sleep deprivation on top of all of that as well. So just the hormones have been a trip, and it's been a wild ride. Okay. Responding to some text messages. That's another thing too, is, like, obviously, I know people understand that I'm not going to respond to every DM right now, because I just physically cannot. But honestly, like, you know, so many people have thanked me for sharing our story and being vulnerable throughout the whole thing, because it's been helping them with, like, either they're currently in the NICU or they were recently going through it, or, you know, in some way their story kind of, like, aligns with ours. And it's honestly been so therapeutic for me to share, because being able to connect with people who, like, legit have gone through almost exactly the same thing, like, other people who have had a similar birth story and the same diagnosis that Levi had, is just, has been actually, like, a huge game changer for us. Because, you know, no matter what, you know, obviously having the support of friends and family, you know, loving on us and praying for us, there's nothing that compares to talking to people who know, like, exactly what you're going through. down to the diagnoses, the conversations that you're having with neurologists, the medications that you're navigating, just all the uncertainties, like talking to people who've been there, who are like several months out from it, or even like a couple years out from it, who have that perspective to share, is honestly, I feel like what has given us so much hope throughout the whole thing. Like, I'm not going to lie, the first week or two, we were in a very dark place, especially the first week. I mean, there was just so much unknown and we had no idea like what to expect. And, you know, obviously Levi was 100% a different baby than he is today, which thank God. I mean, we are so like blown away by his progress and how he's doing right now. Like if you would have told me like 5 weeks ago that he would be on my chest, like doing so well, I probably wouldn't have believed you. So yeah, we're just extremely, extremely thankful and amazed and proud of how he's doing. And we know we have like a long road ahead of us in terms of like unknowns and appointments and follow-ups and all kinds of things. But we just feel really optimistic and encouraged by how he looks. And I did share on Instagram, like basically a brief summary of his like diagnosis, which was HIE, which is hypoxic ischemic. I probably said that wrong. Ischemic encephalopathy. So AKA like a lack of oxygen to the brain at birth, because of the way that my birth happened. And again, I'll share that eventually. I just like, it's a lot to go into, and I need to like figure out how I want to go about that. And I know that I don't have to, but I really feel, again, I feel like it'll be therapeutic for me to share it, kind of like sharing my miscarriage, honestly, again, like connecting with people who've been through a very similar thing. Hopefully it'll be helpful for anyone who has gone through it, just to know you're not alone. Cause I'm not gonna lie, it's really fucking hard right now to like look on Instagram and see all these like beautiful, happy, healthy birth stories. And obviously I never want that to come off the wrong way. Like I would never, ever, ever wish a traumatic birth on anyone, obviously. But, you know, like it was a couple days after Levi was born and I saw a post, I think it was like Sadie Robertson, I think. What's her name? You know, you guys probably know who I'm talking about. She's like kind of a celebrity, but she posted a photo of her C-section. You know, you could tell she was having a C-section, like the curtain thing was up and her husband was behind her and they just had so much joy on their faces. And I couldn't help but like picture the absolute like horror and terror and fear that was on Ethan and I's faces during my C-section. Just like such a huge contrast, like not even close to the same experience. And again, I never ever want anyone to experience what we did. But it's just really hard to like look at those things and be like, whoa, that is so far from what we experienced. And it's like, it's hard no matter what. Like if it's your first baby, that's like all you know. And that's really hard, you know, to have a traumatic birth with your first, because you're like, wow, I've never had, you know, a positive experience. And then at the same time, like when it's your second, you're just comparing it to your first, where with Rhett, it was so like, you just don't realize just how many things. And again, I don't want this to be like triggering for anyone who's pregnant, because most of the time things go fine, you know, things go smoothly and that's what you expect, especially when you have had a smooth delivery in the past. But when you have had a traumatic experience like this, you're like, whoa, so many things can go wrong. And like, thank God we were in the setting that we were, where we could get the immediate care that we needed. And, you know, that's why we are where we are today. And we're so grateful for all of the providers who did everything that they could to ensure that we were both as safe as possible and got the treatment that he needed immediately. But it's just wild to look back on, just so many different moving parts and factors and things that went into it. So yeah, like I said, I came on today with no plan, no script. I just kind of like wanted to come on and chat, and, you know, I shared in my stories, like it made me sad to miss a couple of weeks of the podcast, which I know is like in the grand scheme does not matter at all. But again, it's like, this is technically like a job for me. I do have a full-time job as well, which thankfully I'm on maternity leave from that. I can do as much or as little as I want to for Wellness for the Win stuff. But it is something that is a part of like who I am and my like identity outside of being a mom. And I know that that's important for me to like have a little bit of balance right now and pouring a little bit of me into other things that I'm that make me happy and feel like myself are important too. So yeah, I'm just figuring out right now what that's gonna look like. I feel like this week, Ethan will go back to work again tomorrow. You know, he planned to take a few weeks off when Levi was born, and then of course that was spent in the NICU. And then he did have to go back for a bit. And now that we're home, he's taken a little bit more time off, but he has to go back. You know, that's just life and reality. And, but I feel like, you know, maybe later this week, we'll kind of find a groove, just the two of us at home, and, have a little bit more time. And once we get into a better rhythm and routine of, you know, feeds and pumps and naps and all the things, you know, obviously he's 5 weeks old. So I think I'll probably honestly have him napping on me in the carrier quite a bit. Now that I've figured out how to put the damn thing on by myself. But with that said, I think I do have like several podcast episodes that are recorded that I can work on editing. And I think that'll be, again, like therapeutic for me, just like work on that and think about something else. And yeah, just kind of getting back into the swing of sharing things. And like, I have, you know, I have contracts with brands that thankfully have been so obviously so understanding and patient and great and have given me so much grace during this time. So there's been no like huge pressure to post like sponsored stuff. Obviously, we've been on, you know, we've been not thinking about things like that at all. But I will eventually start to work back into that because, again, this is kind of like a job for me. So it's just weird when your job looks like this. I feel like people will have like a weird view of that, but it's like, that's just reality. I mean, a lot of people have to go back to other jobs because they are contractually obligated to do so. So I know, you know, obviously people who follow me understand that, but I don't know, when you have a large audience watching you, there's always going to be some scrutiny from people who don't like understand, and that's okay. So anyway, I will eventually start to reincorporate things with brands and things like, you know, nutrition stuff and other content that I share. And I, you know, appreciate the people who support me through that as I continue to navigate our new reality and life as a new mom in a way that was very unexpected. So anyway, I will, like I said, in the future, I'll share more about like our birth story and also like kind of about navigating the NICU process, honestly, because I think that'll be helpful for people who are going through it. It is a wild ride. And now that we're home, like it just feels like a big, long, bad dream. Like a lot of it is a little fuzzy. And at the same time, it's like so vivid. It's really weird and hard to explain. And I know that like some of that is like legitimate PTSD. And I do plan to do therapy eventually in all my spare time. But I know that like I have a lot of shit to work through for sure. And I know that the NICU experience has definitely like overshadowed some of the things that I need to work through as far as like processing the birth and the NICU stuff too. So yeah, that'll be a long road of healing for all of us, honestly, for Levi and for me and for Ethan. And yeah, so I think that's all the rambling I'm going to do today. This is going to be a little messy because I'm not going to take the time to do any editing because you guys obviously don't care and you understand that. But I appreciate you being here and supporting us and cheering us on and cheering Levi on and praying for us and donating and like everything that people have done over the past 5 weeks has been truly incredible. And we could not be more thankful for our support system, especially huge shout out to our families. Like our, you know, immediate families have been unbelievably helpful and extended family members and friends and just everyone. I just can't say thank you enough to the people who have showed up for us, during this craziness. So again, I'll shut up now. appreciate you guys listening, and please feel free to go back through the 50 plus previous episodes that I have on all kinds of different things. This would be an amazing time for you guys to share the podcast and leave ratings and reviews if you enjoy it, especially as I'm probably going to be a little bit less consistent for a while. Honestly, you know, downloads and stuff are the least of my worries, but it still is something that I'm really proud of. I've worked so hard on, and, you know, for the past year plus, 13 months now, I haven't missed an episode until now, until the past couple of weeks. So, obviously it doesn't matter in the grand scheme, but I'm hoping I can get back into a groove because it makes me happy to put out this content for you guys. So, okay. So I said I wasn't going to come in and edit this at all, but I lied because so today is the 20th Tuesday afternoon. And I recorded this, the first part of this yesterday on Monday. And I was talking about, I think I mentioned that we went to our pediatrician appointment yesterday, and like our pediatrician, actually, she was on a recent episode talking about like bringing a new baby home and some tips for that. And it was great with Dr. Hartman. So listen to that one. But anyway, during our appointment, we were talking about, you know, exclusively pumping, and she just, you know, looked me straight in the eye and she was like, I know how important it is to you to provide breast milk to your baby. But you know, you have to think about your mental health and just don't forget how important that is and all this stuff. And I started crying and all the things, of course. Again, I'm very hormonal right now. But yeah, I mean, I feel like with the exclusive pumping, there's just so many things that go into it, and it has been exhausting just on top of everything else that we've been navigating. But anyway, all that to say, I have an update for you guys. So last night, Monday night, which is again like day four or something of him being home, he successfully breastfed, and I was immediately in tears. So I shared, you know, when we were in the NICU, we had been practicing nursing. Like we started with non-nutritive breastfeeding, which is like basically putting him to the breast after pumping. So he's not really like getting anything, but more so just getting that practice and exposure, before he was like totally ready for a full flow and everything. And then we tried nutritive breastfeeding, but he honestly never like successfully latched and sucked and swallowed, like did the whole cycle that they should do to like actually get nourishment from that. So I continued to put him to the breast, like, you know, once or twice a day throughout our stay. But then, you know, as we started bottles, I don't want to go into the whole thing because I'll do like I said, a separate episode on that. But long story short, once we started bottles, that was really our ticket to get home, you know, was to prove, okay, he can take oral feeds, you know, we need to get him to 100% of oral feeds through the bottles. We can actually like measure that, right? And so that was really our focus. And even though we kept practicing breastfeeding, he never like got it. And I knew that that would be like a long game and something that we would work on at home. And then last night, the past couple of days since we've been home, I've just been practicing like putting him to the boob with a drop of the vitamin D supplement on my nipple and letting him, you know, try to latch there. And at least he's getting his vitamin D and kind of getting that practice and exposure again. And last night, completely unexpectedly, he latched on, sucked and swallowed and kept going. And I have no idea how or why, but Ethan caught it on camera. Thank you, Ethan. He like, you know, typical, not to generalize, but typical like man never like documents things like we want them to, right? And I don't know how he had his phone ready somehow. It's like he knew, I don't know. But he had his phone ready and was taking a picture of Levi and me like feeding him. And I'll share the picture / videos on Instagram today. You guys are getting an exclusive take on this happening. But like, if you look at the live photos, I'm just like in absolute shock. And then I immediately start crying because I was so freaking happy. I mean, this has been what I've been hoping for so long. And so he like ended up nursing for a decent amount of time on both sides. And I was like, just so freaking shocked and amazed and so happy and so proud of both of us, honestly. Okay, I had to pause and pick Levi up. Hey, Bubba. So anyway, yeah. So he did that, and that was at like, gosh, I'm trying to think, 7 o'clock or something, or eight. It was like 8 p.m. And he had actually just had a bottle, I think, and I had pumped like an hour before. And again, I just did not expect it to happen at all, and I was just like freaking out. We were watching Succession, and I watched like 0 minutes after that because I had to text every single family member and friend to let them know. And then we tried again before bed at like 10 o'clock, and he did it again. And he like nursed for a good amount of time on both sides again. And it was just freaking insane. And then I didn't have to pump, which was the like maybe the best part. And then like overnight, we didn't really try because I was like, you know, just middle of the night, Ethan helped with the bottle and I pumped. And I wanted to make sure I'm like adequately emptying my boobs because, you know, it was still a pretty new thing. And then this morning we did it again at like 9 a.m. and then again at noon just now. So right now it's 2 o'clock almost that I'm recording this. And at noon, he literally nursed for like 30 minutes. And I'm not talking like sleepy suckles, like actively nursing, sucking, swallowing, gulping, like legit efficient nursing as if he's been doing it for a long time. And I'm just like appalled. And I feel like I've learned that it seems like he kind of prefers the left side, surprisingly. I think he's got maybe a little bit of torticollis that way. So like that turning his head that way maybe is more comfortable for him. Who knows? That was the case with Rhett, but the opposite. So anyway, he went to town on the left and then continued on the right. And the past couple times, so I guess, you know, he's done it like what, 3-4 times total now. But there were a few times that he had to take a little bit of a bottle first to kind of like remind him or like get him into like the sucking mode. And then he nursed well after. And then like this one at noon, I just put him straight to the boob and he pretty much took off. So I am just so freaking thrilled. And if I can kind of get to the point where I'm basically like exclusively breastfeeding most of the time, except like, you know, if for some reason I'm going to be away from him or whatever, like that's what I did with Rhett until maternity leave. And then, of course, I'll pump while he's away. Or, you know, maternity leave ended and he went to daycare or whatever. But yeah, so that's a huge update. And I am just so freaking excited and happy. And I also want to share too, you know, for anyone else who's out there who is exclusively pumping, it's so hard and so exhausting. And I know like a lot of people in my DMs were saying how, you know, your goal is to get to breastfeeding as well. And if it's not, that's okay, obviously. But it's something that I really, really wanted to do. I had a great experience with Rhett. I really wanted that again. This is my last baby. And that was just really a huge goal of mine. So that is important to me. If it's not important to you, that's okay. But again, if you are exclusively pumping and you want to work toward breastfeeding, I had so many people tell me they ended up having success latching their baby and going on to breastfeed for a long time at like 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, even up to 6+ months. So like several people told me that their baby latched and successfully breastfed starting at 6 months. So, which is crazy. Like, I feel like most people at that point would like give up and feel like it's never going to happen. So, you know, be persistent and be patient and work with a lactation consultant. I worked with them several times throughout our stay at Children's Mercy. And, you know, obviously, again, I have like my past breastfeeding experience as well. So that definitely helps. And I was totally planning to have one this time. And we may still need that. Like, his latch isn't totally 100% perfect. But considering the fact that it's like still so new, he's doing really great. So yeah, I just can't stop talking about it and thinking about it. I'm like, oh my God. And right now, again, it's 2 p.m. and I have not pumped yet today, or I pumped at 6. But since then, I haven't had to pump because he's eaten well on my boobs. Oh, so amazing. So yeah, that is finally the end. So hopefully you didn't like peace out at the end of the previous recording when I acted like it was going to be over. So yeah, that's all. I am so excited to share that with you guys. And I appreciate all of your support and you guys cheering us on and praying for us, because I really feel like it has helped so much in all of his progress. So thank you again and goodbye. I hope you enjoyed this episode and took away some tips or wisdom that you can apply to boost your health and happiness starting today. If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review to help other women like you find my show and get inspired to start living a life they love. Also, take a quick screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Wellness for the Win so I can see why you love today's show. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next time.